Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Dealers of Ireland. Our showrooms are open for business with your health and safety our priority. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Reminder that Liveline callback is on RT television tonight just after 7 o'clock and promises to be a good watch. Liveline callback, RT1 television. Michelle Atoa and Cathy Agbadie, both of you very good friends. Cathy, I'll start with you. What happened? It was on Tuesday in O'Connell Street in Dublin.
Yeah, it was on Tuesday in O'Connell Street in Dublin. We were walking with our friends, like minding our own business, unprovoked. Mm-hmm. And this man just approaches us. He was first off staring at us. And then we looked back because we noticed him staring at us. And then all of a sudden, he just starts shouting out racial abuse to us. Like, mm-hmm. just horrendous things. Like, and we tried to ignore him, you know. We tried to ignore him. We tried not to say anything. And he was saying stuff like, stop speaking that accent. He was saying stuff, just bad things I don't want to repeat on, you know, on the radio. But it was just horrible. And, like, obviously, then he starts getting, like, more aggressive. And then he starts, like, running towards us. He starts threatening us with, like, a bottle as if he was going to throw at us. And it was all for nothing. And when all this was going on, because he was quite loud, he was shouting. And it was a sunny day. It was one of the hottest days. It was like 24 degrees. A lot of people were out. Everyone literally just stared and said nothing.
And Cathy, did you shout back to him?
At first, we didn't shout abuse anyways to him anyways.
No, but did you say to him, what are you up to?
Yeah,
what are you on about?
What are you saying? It was like obviously a defense mechanism. We were like, "What are you saying? Like, what are you even on about?"
And he was addressing the color of your skin in a pejorative way. That was the only he didn't know you from Adam. Obviously,
he didn't know us. No, he didn't know us. We were minding our business. We were talking ourselves within each other, and to have that being like shouted at us, to have that like obviously, and no one said anything as well. It made us feel so like little. You know, I was upset. I was upset. Yeah. I was scared.
Michelle, how were you after this verbal attack out of nowhere?
Yeah, I was really scared. Like, you know, it's not something nice to experience. You know what I mean? Like, and everyone else, like, just walking down the street, like, there was bus drivers and all, just walking down the street looking like nothing was happening. You know what I mean? Like, it was awful. Like, even someone just come up to us and saying, oh, don't be minding him or something, like, would have meant a lot. Do you know what I mean?
And have you experienced anything like this before, Michelle?
Not in this serious. Like, before, like, I would hear, like, the odd, like, N-word or, like, black bastard and stuff like that, but not in, like, serious like this, you know what I mean? Like,
okay. And I say this was 2 days ago at the centre of Dublin. Cathy, what about your experience? Has it happened before because of your skin colour?
I think what it is, it's like, obviously, we don't document every single time. But it's happened enough times, and you know, obviously, our parents came here as well. So they obviously, when they talk to us, they're like, if someone says this to you, just ignore them, because obviously to them, this is like the norm. But it shouldn't be a norm. It shouldn't be something that this might happen when you go out, so you have to ignore it. It should be that it shouldn't be happening at all, you know?
Absolutely.
I'm a person that obviously defends myself, but in that situation, I was genuinely scared because he started running towards us, you know? And people were seeing him run towards us. And that's what, like, you know, the craziest thing about is that, for me, if I ever saw someone fall in front of me or something, like, my instinct, it's in me to help.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, everyone else just watch. And, like, okay, I guess sometimes you don't want to get involved. Maybe you're scared as well. But even the odds, are you okay, would have gone far. We would have felt at least, these people actually care. But they didn't care.
Okay, Elaine Cruz is calling. Elaine, good afternoon. You're in Malik. How are you?
Do you want the honest answer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Overwhelmed, Joe. How are you?
Overwhelmed by what?
Overwhelmed by the world in general, but on a personal note, the amount of support and solidarity that I've seen from Irish people in the last few days. Has been incredibly overwhelming.
Okay, put that in context, because you are Irish, aren't you?
Absolutely.
As is Cathy and Michelle.
Yeah.
So just put that into context, if you can, Elaine, because it's very, very moving, very profound thing to say in a lovely way. But put it into context, Elaine.
I made a 5-minute video to put onto my Instagram a couple of days ago.
Okay.
Where I wanted to speak out about, you know, what is happening in the world, what's happening in America, and obviously, you know, the world is outraged and the world is hurting from it. Yeah. But I wanted to tell my own story.
Okay.
I wanted to keep it personal. And I wanted to share my experience of racism and white privilege that happens on our own doorstep.
And what did you say, Elaine?
I said a couple of things. I think what has really resonated for anybody that has watched the video, I spoke about casual racism in Ireland.
Okay.
I want to be really clear, Joe. I don't think, and I know as a whole, Irish people and Ireland as a whole is not a racist country. I have never felt unsafe living here. And I feel incredibly grateful and I'm incredibly lucky that I get to say that.
Yeah.
And that was the message that I wanted to put across in my video. But
one of the things you did say, Elaine, was that my mother was beaten with a stick on O'Connell Street in Dublin because she was seen with my dad.
Yes.
And called the N-word lover.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, there's a naivety in Ireland that these things don't happen here. Now, that story is from quite a long time ago.
Okay.
Those things did happen many years ago, but it doesn't mean that they didn't happen.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
yeah.
There isn't an overwhelming fear of unsafety or not being able to do everyday things as a black person or as a person of colour in this country. That doesn't happen. But what I wanted to get across and really speak to people about was the casual racism, the covert racism that happens in this country, because that is an everyday occurrence that white people do not understand.
And when white people see people of colour, well, like you quote again, you're asked, this is in Ireland, I presume, where are you from?
The reaction that I've had on my video has been incredibly overwhelming.
It's been,
you know, I started off with a very, very small following. I don't have a huge presence on social media, but I just felt compelled to be able to speak to the handful of
people people say to you, where are you from? And the only reason they're saying this is because of the colour of your skin. You say, I'm from Ireland. What do they say?
Yeah, but where are you really from? And I think that's the question that has resonated with so many people in this country that are not of colour.
And I shouldn't giggle because it's an awful upsetting thing to hear. But someone, so you say I'm from Ireland, and they it's disbelief because you're coloured. They say, oh, no, where are you really from? Even in the Ireland of 2020, we're still hearing this. Okay, Elaine's Elaine Cruz at line. By the way, Elaine is on Instagram, and she's a freelance makeup artist. By the way, she tells us she's known as Miss Cruz, as Instagrammers. Who brought it to our attention will tell us, and you can see our full contribution there. But I was mentioned to Samantha Power in the Ireland that she left in 1979, where her father was a dentist, Jim Power. He stayed here, by the way, and he had an issue with alcohol, unfortunately. But I was saying in that era in Ireland in the 70s, the only person of colour we knew was Phil Lennon, who was more Irish than any Irish person I've ever met.